It's the next gear on podtech.net. I'm Matt Kelly. I'm doing something a little different here today. I'm actually interviewing a blogger, and I will refer to our guest as a blogger, but as we get to know him a little bit more in the course of the interview, we'll find out that he's much more than that. His name is Doug Kortoff. He's a 64-year-old father of two and a grandfather of one. Congratulations on that.
Thanks.
He's also an ardent electric vehicle fan, having leased two EV1s from General Motors, and is currently driving a Toyota RAV4 electric vehicle. Doug, it is a pleasure having you on the podcast.
Thank you very much.
One of the reasons that I wanted to speak with Doug is Doug and I participate on a Yahoo group regarding the Chevy Volt. While he's a passionate electric vehicle fan, he's a little skeptical about General Motors and their plans to launch the Volt. And in many of his writings, he takes them to task quite vociferously. And whilst I'm very optimistic, I wanted to actually reach out to Doug to find out where some of his opinions and viewpoints come from. And I wanted to give him the forum to really have a discussion with me and for our audience to find out more about him. And before we get into it, why don't you tell our community just a little bit about yourself? At 64 years old, I imagine you've got quite a history and quite a background.
Well, not really. We got into electric cars because our son got interested in electric cars, and we just tried one. And then, like most electric car drivers, anybody who had a chance to try one fell in love with them and tried to get them. And we were fortunate enough to first lease the Honda EV Plus and then to lease the 1997 EV1. With lead-acid batteries, defective lead-acid batteries that had a 60 or 70 mile range. Then it was upgraded to good Panasonic lead-acid batteries with a 110 mile range. Then we leased a 1999 EV1 with nickel metal hydride batteries. And at this point, we started to realize there was something wrong with the auto company's marketing of electric cars. It was very difficult for us to get an electric car, and we noticed that other people had the same difficulty. So usually car dealers drag you inside and upgrade you to the biggest car you can get. But in the case of electric cars, we actually had to fight them to get the electric car. And then after we started losing cars, we actually fortunately got a Ford Ranger EV, which was only our son was able to negotiate it with a Ford vice president who personally made sure he got one. Then when they really got serious about taking the EV1s away, we heard that there was the RAV4.